My participants understood that there was something, quote unquote, wrong with them from very early on. I remember one of them talking about how she kept being shuttled to doctor after doctor after doctor, and she couldn't figure out why she kept having to go to the doctor. And it turns out that all of these participants talked about their parents saying, "We have to do what the audiologist says we're supposed to do." And this took various forms. One of the participants talked about his mother sitting down and saying, "We have to do this speech training now because you have to learn how to talk and you're not allowed to sign, and this is what we're going to do." And his experience of her was very much, "Oh, there's this thing wrong with me and I have to correct it. I have to perform in some way in order to fix this, to ameliorate this problem." And all of them talked about from a very young age getting the sense that they needed to be fixed. Another one of my participants talked about her mother taking her to church and having the pastor try to, quote unquote, heal her, and had her on a stage, trying to heal her, fix her ears. So, yes, absolutely, parents were participants in the pathologizing. And this is not to say the parents are bad people. It's that medical knowledge has such power, and the ways in which parents respond to their child's deafness is very much shaped by medical culture, clinical culture, which is not separate from culture at large. It's not somehow cordoned off from the rest of all the same biases that exist in the world outside of medicine. Medical practitioners have those same biases. They don't have them any less than anybody else. So, yeah, the pathologization happened very early on, and they were very aware of this.